How are you? First of all,
yeah, I'm great. Fantastic. It's my birthday. I'm in Portugal.
Yeah. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Happy birthday, and
everybody's saying you your
singing the happy birthday song. They made a. It was fantastic. I don't know what to say. It was fantastic.
We absolutely loved your show.
Oh, thank you.
We first started listening to to the Vintage Caravan. Because of the blue spills, and one thing led to another through the nuclear blast, right?
That's true.
The
label
spills.
We were signed before that tour, but blue spills definitely helped us a lot to get us to a new heights, to a new because like you know I guess they helped us a lot. You know, they're great people and. It was a great tour.
We hear a lot about the music in Iceland, let's say through Sigur Rós or the soul stuff here.
Or Björk.
Yes, Björk also. Yeah, I was forgetting about her. Yeah, she's also very famous. what would you say is the... Is there a difference between playing shows in Iceland and playing shows in the south of Europe, like
Hell
in Portugal?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah, there is. You know, before we ever got out of Iceland, shows there, we used to play every weekend, by the way. We played every chance we got. And I recommend, if any new bands, if you're in a new band and you're listening, play as many shows as you possibly can. That's just the way, you know, I know some people that are impatient and they're like, I don't want to play this shitty gig, blah. Fucking play it, because like that matters. It makes the band better. It makes everything better. But okay, back to the point. Playing in Iceland before we had a record deal was pretty much people stood there with their arms crossed and just looked at us like we farted. You know, that was basically it. And then when we, and after a while. You know, after we got the record deal, people in Iceland actually started caring about us at all. So they were like, oh, you're actually okay. I liked you from the start. And they're like, no, you didn't. But, you know, anyway, you know, I think, you know, when we come here, it always takes like 1, 2, 3 songs. People have to like, okay, this is going on. And then people go crazy, you know. And especially like, our most craziest concert ever probably happened like it's not far from here, Cangas in Spain. It's like I think it's only like an hour or two away. I think that's probably our craziest gig ever.
Why was it crazy? What happened there?
In Cangas, we came on stage, we played a song, they went fucking berserk and like from moment one they were like ole 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 and
then
like
yeah
they were just like super pumped and then like in the last song I remember, you know, this happened after every song, by the way, ole 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 ole, and then like we went on front and they like poof, carried me like they like forced stage dive me to the like, poof. And I remember our drummer, he crowd surfed all the way from the stage to the bar.
I was actually surprised that didn't happen today. I was expecting one of you to spend a few minutes crowd surfing.
I would have loved it.
Through the surface.
But I spent the last minutes of this concert at
the drums.
And the drums. Yeah. I played pretty shitty drums at the end. It was fun.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
It was
planned.
My birthday. I mean, come on.
That wasn't planned, was it?
That was because not planned at all. It took a long time to do.
Yeah.
It was like probably like 30 seconds of silence before we played the end.
So, and what's ahead for the Vintage Caravan? More shows, of course.
Yeah, man. We're playing a lot.
For the rest of the summer.
Yeah. We have a lot of festivals here and there. Up till like September, and we're doing a tour with Europe. Yes, you heard right. the one and only Europe. And we're gonna fucking do like 3 weeks with them, and yeah, then we're gonna do an Avatarian tour in November, playing a lot in just Europe, playing in Europe with Europe, and then Europe with Avatarian. It's gonna be good.
Do you feel homesick from?
I never used to feel homesick until I had a girlfriend. Now I just like.
But now you
seriously.
Do.
Yeah, I
now
can.
Now you do.
I just want to, like, I feel like a total, I don't know what's the right word. Sorry, 1 minute.
Okay.
I don't know what's the right word, but I just, like.
Maybe you'll write really, a song about that?
Probably. I write what I feel, and I feel. I kind of miss my girlfriend.
Yeah, we're looking towards an.
Yeah, you're gonna listen to a love album.
A homesick, a love album in next year.
A homesick love album. That's what everybody wants to hear.
Okay, so that's the one of a kind news from
yeah,
the.
Yeah,
from
it's
the.
It's gonna be like 80s ballads all the way through.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And I never wanna dance again.